This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 529. Today we're going to be talking about seven reasons why you must know your purpose. And purpose, finding your purpose, discovering it, following it, is at the heart of my coaching, especially my coaching for men. Not that females don't have purposes or shouldn't have purpose. I just relate more with men when it comes to finding your purpose, because I was wandering around for many, many years towards the end of my sales career before I got into coaching, wondering what my purpose was. So I spent a lot of time on it. And when I thought about what helped me is, why do I need to know my purpose? Once I knew why I needed to know it, then things started to present themselves to uncover my purpose. Because I believe that we're all born with that purpose within us, and that purpose may change as we go through different transitions. But at that point in time, I knew that I had a purpose and I didn't know why. So what I want to do is share with you seven reasons why you must know your purpose. And there are so many reasons why it's important to have a purpose. And these seven are only scratching the surface of it. However, most people never consider what their purpose is. They just kind of go through life. And I know when a lot of clients come to me, they think it's about not their purpose, but they think they want to get a job or something. They feel lost, or they feel empty, or they have a unfulfilled feeling. And all of that are signs of not embracing or knowing or following your purpose. So most of them never consider it, but they have the symptoms of not following their purpose. It can be challenging to establish your purpose or uncover it. If you seem to be spending all your energy just surviving day-to-day life, and that's the key there, is if we feel we're surviving, if we feel we're struggling, if we feel we can't make ends meet, if we feel that there's something missing, all of those are signs that we're not, as Carlos Castaneda talks about it, we're not on a path with heart. Our path with heart is our purpose. And so as we can see the symptoms of it, we then can start to ask, why is it important? And then how do I find my purpose? And you do that through coaching, through groups. And I'll get into that in a future podcast. But however, knowing your purpose can make life a lot easier. So there's knowing it and then pursuing it. First, we need to know what that purpose is. And it's worth taking the time to discover your purpose and to build your life around that purpose. There's nothing more fulfilling, personally speaking, than when I discovered, or I should say uncovered, my purpose and then stepped fully into it. Nothing has given my life more meaning and more fulfillment than to following that purpose. So one reason, number one, is knowing your purpose provides a foundation for making decisions. That is, how will you make a decision that's right for you if you don't know your purpose? When your purpose is clear, your options become easier to evaluate. When you know your purpose, it's a path. And like any path, if you go hiking in the woods, there's stuff on the side of the path. And that stuff on the side of the path could be very attractive if you weren't on that path. Oh, let me go this way. Let me go that way. Oh, there's some berries over there. There's some flowers over there. There's here. But when you are on your path, when you're on your purpose, when you're purpose driven, you are looking in one direction. So the decision to go left or go right is kind of already made by default once you know your purpose. So with the less decisions we make, this gets into kind of a side note here, it gets into willpower, because willpower is finite every day. And the more decisions we make, the more it taxes our willpower. So by knowing our purpose, we have less decisions to make. We know what to do, and we can put all our emphasis in that process. Number two, when you know your purpose, you're more likely to persevere. That is the absolute truth. That's when I look back on when I was doing my purpose, when I knew it was, it didn't matter the challenges or the obstacles. I knew I was on a path with heart, and I knew that following that, continuing that would pay off. So, I mean, it's easy to give up if you're not committed, right? If you're not committed, if you don't know what your purpose, hey, let me see what happens here. Let me try this. You give up. We just, that's the way we do. But your purpose is the thing that you're committed to. It is you. It's part, your soul is speaking to you about your purpose. And when you're committed to it, there is no giving up. When those inevitable obstacles pop up, you'll be in a much better position to overcome them when you know your purpose. When you don't know why you're doing something, it's very easy to stop. But when you know why, deep down why, soul deep why, you will have perseverance, you'll have grit, you'll have mental strength. All of those descriptions will come to the forefront. Number three, hey, life is short, right? Don't we want to live it to the maximum and provide as much benefit to our families, our friends, and society as possible? I mean, why go through each day mindlessly wandering around? I mean, there are times when I was in corporate, I loved what I was doing. And then towards the end of the career, it just felt like, why bother? Why should I be doing that? And you have a direction for your life when you have a purpose. And again, life is short. Do you want to end up dying with the music still in you? Do you want to end up dying unfulfilled? No. And I'm not making this morbid. So you could think of death as many, the ego death, the physical death, the whatever it is, the illusion of success. But life is too short to just get by. Life is too short to try to make ends meet. Life is too short to be meaningless. This is why when you know your purpose, it engages you, it enthrills you, it inspires you. Number seven, knowing your purpose provides clarity. You know what's important and you know what isn't if your purpose is clear to you. If you're obsessed with making, let's just say, the PGA Tour, then there's no need to worry about politics or the fact that your neighbor isn't mowing his grass. I mean, you got bigger fish to fry. Effectively, what this is not that you don't want to bury your head in the sand and forget everything about politics or the state of the economy. Although all those things can be good to know. But when you have a purpose, you focus on that purpose and everything else is insignificant that doesn't contribute to you living your purpose. If you have a purpose, again, you know, to help animals, you're not going to be, or I would encourage you not to waste so much time watching The Simpsons. That doesn't help you helping animals, whether it's wildlife or dogs, ASPCA, whatever that is. But when you have crystal clear clarity based on your purpose, you then can ask yourself very specifically, am what I'm about to do help me on my purpose or not? If not, you don't do it. It sounds, you know, very in a nutshell, and that's true. It doesn't mean that we can't go out and enjoy a movie and enjoy a dinner and enjoy those things. Those are all part of the fruits of living our purpose. We don't have to be so focused that we shut everybody and everything out of our life. But when we have clarity, that provides where we put our attention and where we put our action. It minimizes distraction when we know our purpose. And a couple of these things, you can see how it provides clarity. It removes decisions. All of these things come into play because it's like the horse, the racing horse, which has blinders on. It knows its purpose. It sees straight ahead. The blinders keep it from looking to the horses on either side, looking at the stand. It has zero distractions. Its focus is to run straight ahead. And so many of the distractions in our life are the things that interest you, but not enough to be a genuine purpose. Yes, we all, you know, we're humans. We love different things. We love gardening. We love cars. We love investing. We love working out. And all of these things are interests. And some of them may support your purpose. They may not be your purpose, but they can support them. And others really don't. And it's the things that you like to dabble in that can be the most distracting. And this is where, you know, if it's a hobby or a purpose. And again, this is up to each individual. And when I coach them, we look at things that really make the person's heart sing and what's their purpose and things that they've just been doing because it's a habit. And there's a lot of these things that can be distracting that neither make the person's heart sing, like watching TV, and doesn't provide support for their purpose. When you have a real purpose, these semi-serious or fly-by-the-night interests get kicked to the curb. And you will probably be wondering, what are you going to do? One, I don't have time to follow my purpose. I'm doing all this stuff. But then when you know your purpose, you then take a look at all the things you're doing, what supports it, what provides happiness in your life, and the other stuff falls aside. You will be amazed at how much free time you can come up with once you know your purpose. Number six, it all but guarantees success. Now, success, I look at a success as not an end goal. It's the worth, it's the progress towards a worthwhile pursuit or worthwhile goal. So success is a journey. It's not a destination. And it's with greater focus and perseverance, you're much more likely to be successful, whatever that looks like to you. It's very difficult to be successful at something if you feel half-hearted about it. Now, success here may not, so your purpose may be what you're doing for a living, or it could be something different. I, from my experience and from my experience with clients, often purpose and your job are different. It's great when you can combine them, but your purpose is something you take with you no matter where you go. Your job is from a certain time, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever that might be. But you take your purpose with you to your job. You take your purpose with you to the restaurant. You take your purpose with you when you're hiking. You bring your purpose everywhere you go. So when we're talking about success, it can infiltrate what you do for a living. But in this particular place, in this particular, what I mean by success is it guarantees success of achieving or working on that purpose, right? If we look at success as a destination, purpose is a path with heart. When you're on it, you feel successful. And that is something that is so, when I mean that is you feel fulfilled. It feels like your life has meaning. And there's nothing more successful than having a meaningful life and leaving a legacy, not of money, although that's not bad, but leaving a legacy of the things that you've done to make this world, to make your community a better place. It adds charisma to you. Yeah, it gets you, for guys, it helps you get your swagger back. For women, it gives you that focus on what's important besides, in addition to family, if you have a family or career. But someone with a purpose is much more interesting than someone who's just drifting along with life. You're much more attractive to others when your purpose is clear to you. And that attraction can come from a relationship if you're single, or it can be just people want to migrate. They want to migrate towards you to find out why, what's the sparkle in your eye? What's the spring in your step? Why are you always positive? Why are you always excited? And that will set an example for other people. So by living, by knowing your purpose, you're going to have this charisma. You're going to walk into a room and people are going to go, ooh, who's that person? And you're going to have this something about you because you're walking your path with heart, your purpose. And people will come up to you and want to know what you're doing. How are you doing it? And then you can share with them your story about knowing your purpose. And even if you talk to 10 and one person, the light goes off in them, you've just changed the world just by sharing that you're on your purpose. So it adds this charisma to it, not as a social aspect where you can go out and meet men or meet women or whatever that is. It's the charisma that people are attracted to you when you're confident in what you're doing. So when you know your purpose, life is more meaningful and it's so much easier to navigate. Decisions are easier to make. You're more interesting to others. You're much clearer on what you're trying to accomplish. Your purpose is something that only you can determine for yourself. Yes, I help people uncover it. I don't tell them what their purpose is. When they get kind of stuck, I'll make some observations. Things come into my head. I share them with her. I have an intuition about it, but I never, ever, ever tell anybody what their purpose is. And nobody should ever, ever tell you what your purpose is. It's your life. It's your soul. Your soul is speaking to you in ways that only you understand. A coach like myself can help with the translation of what your soul is trying to say, but it's something for you to determine only by yourself. And think of all your interests and then consider how meaningful you think each one is. This is a great way to start. Your purpose is somewhere in there waiting for you to find it. Your purpose, we have interests, but there's one interest that is so powerful, it's our purpose. There are some interests. For me, what happened was I had all of these passions, if you will, and I going, oh, I should do this, I should do that. And I realized that there were some passions that were only meant for me to enjoy, that it wasn't for me to bring to the world. But then there was one that stood out head and shoulders above the other, that I'm passionate about it and it's something to bring to the world. And it took me many, many years to learn how to decipher that energy and that the feelings of that passion. But your purpose is somewhere within you waiting. It's calling you. It's knocking on the door right now. But our ego is speaking so loud, we can't hear the whispers of our soul. So this is where coaching comes in really handy. And it's never too soon or never too late to find your purpose. You have it. You will know for sure when you're on a path with heart. There is no mistake about it, and you will know it for sure. If you'd like some more information about your purpose, like some coaching around it, like some other articles about it, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more information. And also follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.